This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grahatum.
And with us in the Furman Garner Performance Studio, though they won't be performing, are a pair of reporters for Northwest Arkansas newspapers. Dan Kraft to my left, to his left, Joel Walsh. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hi, Kyle.
Great to be here. Thanks.
A couple of stories that we're talking about that'll be in this weekend, right?
That's right.
First, Joel, I want to talk to you about a story that you have coming up about ambulance and ambulance service.
Sure. It's a little bit of a government accountability story. The agreement that gave Central EMS exclusive rights for emergency, non-emergency services for the past 3 years is up for renewal. If that agreement does get renewed, it'll go into effect for another 5 years. And as some of your listeners may know, Central EMS is the sole provider for ambulance services in most of Washington County. There were some questions when the agreement was initially formed 3 years ago. Would Central EMS be able to handle the added workload? What would this mean in terms of rates and city subsidies? So what I'm trying to do is explore a little bit of that with this story.
Is there a deadline for when this deal has to be decided upon?
Right. So it automatically renews in September unless one or multiple parties opt out of it.
And Dan, you have a story about – well, no, it's not you.
It's not me. I'm actually just here because Tracy Neal out of our Bentonville office couldn't be here today, so we're talking about one Tracy's putting together.
And it's about – ankle bracelets.
Yes.
Not fashion.
Oh, dang it.
No. not the kind you would buy, down at one of the stores on Dixon Street made out of hemp or leather.
Monitors, monitors.
These are for the bad guys. Mm-hmm. These are bracelets that are fitted for folks as a condition of their bond to let them out of jail. One of the district judges up in Benton County has been making a lot of use of them. Helps get people out of jail where they might sit inside otherwise on a higher bond. But some folks are saying that they're awfully expensive and that the people that are wearing them really can't afford it, and they're going to end up getting thrown back in jail anyway, not being able to pay for this monitoring service.
Ah, I see. So if part of your sentence includes, instead of incarceration, the monitor, you have to pay for...
You have to pay for the service, but this is actually... Before you're ever convicted, this would be when you've been arrested and you're out on bond awaiting a trial for the most part.
I see.
Judge Karen up in... Benton County has been using it mostly for drug cases, but for some other ones as well.
I don't even understand how they work.
Well, isn't it so that your parole officer or whatever can keep tabs on
you?
No,
I know that.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, I don't know how they physically work. Do they emit a signal?
I'm not positive how these particular ones work either, but I know Tracy will have some details.
All right. And, okay, do you know the days that they're going to run?
I believe both of these are running Sunday. The Benton County papers, that would be the Benton County Daily Record and the Rogers Morning News, will feature the ankle bracelet story more prominently, as that's going on up there, where the Washington County papers will probably run Joel's a little bit larger, since that's their ambulance service for a lot of those readers.
But they'll be in it.
They'll both be in all four of the papers.
Right. Gotcha.
On Sunday.
That's right.
Joel, Dan, thank you very much.
Thank you.